program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
Postmates receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. And gosh, do you guys know what tomorrow is? Tom and Lou, my husband is here in our studio today, and you are just joining us on the Kim Pagano Show. It is all about moms, and that's something I love to celebrate. So welcome, and thank you for joining us today. I want to tell you a little bit about our show today, and you know, there's so many different kinds of moms, and I hope that what we are going to talk about is going to resonate with you. We've got, we're going to talk to two special moms in our lives, and then we're going to bring on moms. But I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590. We've got lots of Mother's Day gifts to give away, but I want to hear your moments of, you know, it's funny because I'm going to go back to my morning show that I used to have, and that was, it started off as the Mom Squad, and then two moms and a mic, and it's all about mommy moments, and I think that that's what makes up our lives. So I want to hear from all the women and men out there, even, you know, sometimes, you know, it's the mom that starts your life off. Honey, did it start your mom start your life? You've got a great mom.
She's a great mom. Yeah, she did. She taught me all kinds of things. Yeah. And I use them every single day.
There you go. And Tom, how about you? I mean, it's, you know, it's the things that we kind of started in our life with, right?
Yes, they were good folks. My parents were from the like everybody's, I think, in our age bracket, from the Greatest Generation. So they had discipline on their side,
but it was
meted out properly. You know, it was, I think they taught me how to behave, which I will give them huge credit for the rest of my life.
There you go. How about you, Lou? Did your mom teach you how to behave?
No, she did. She was very lenient, and I got away with murder, and it was good.
Oh yeah. See, there's something different about guys' moms as well as women's mom. You know, girls' moms. I don't know. You know, my boys, honey, like our kids, my boys all have a need for speed, right? It's just,
you
guys are
from you.
Different makeup, you know, than girls. So anyways, I do want to talk about some of our giveaways that we have today. And again, our phone number here is 650-1590. That's 650-1590. We got Tom Spence answering our phones. And you know, we want to hear your mommy moments out there. So Carol Gerke, she gave us something from Pampered Chef, and it's a Celebrate plate and a Pampered Chef seasoned best cooking. If you love to cook, let me tell you, that I love Pampered Chef, all their gadgets and stuff. And then I have given a haircut and blow dry and a deep conditioning and a hair therapy consultation. And if you're looking to enhance your life, guess what? And get a lift. That will be coming from me. We've got makeup. That's from Panache Salon, from their makeup artist there. We've got a cookbook, which we're going to be interviewing Carla Snyder. One pan, two plates. And, you know, whether you're just starting off or you've reached your full circle, and kind of like my husband and I, Tom, you're not there yet, but we're like empty nesting almost here. You know, it's like I used to cook these huge meals, and because all the kids had friends, and there was always somebody coming
home,
right?
Always somebody coming.
Now it's like, well, we didn't eat dinner last night, did we? But it's, you know, it's sad because you cook for two. But anyways, Carla's going to tell us a little bit about that. Then I do have a facial from Susan Apsala. And that's from Panache. And then I have a lobster dinner from my friends over at Village Fish Market. And that's over in Calabasas. And so it's a wine bar, oyster bar, tapas, and ceviche. And so definitely we want to give away. And this is, you know, I was like kind of thinking, what would moms want? And, you know, so many of us think about those kind of things, but we really want a clean house, a good meal, and our healthy kids. I mean, that, can you think of anything else?
I'm not a mom, so no, I can't.
Well, okay, Tom, you know, you guys need to think of, like, what to give moms, right? Even though, you know, I mean, do you give your wife, right? She's your mother of your children.
Gave her flowers yesterday.
You
and
did?
So I kind of ramp in then do the Sunday thing.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you
so
go.
So she has flowers, and they will hopefully last through the week.
Tell me about where did you put them? In what kind of a pot?
They're in a glass vase when they're flowers. Yeah.
And you had a little story the other day. We were talking about Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, we have the Mother's Day flowers right in front of the. I always give them to the kids, or I leave things on the porch. I'll say, hey, somebody left something on the porch. Can you get it? She opens the door and there's flowers there.
Awesome.
Yeah, a little trick. Yeah.
But there's something special about the vase that you put it in, right?
That's where I'm going. My mom's Mother's Day vase from many years ago. We used to get her cooking stuff. And even though that's really nice, like especially when it's high end and unique things, but when you just get your mom like a spatula and a baking, you're a kid, you don't know, you know, so you get stuff like that. Well, I realized my mom's disappointment one year. I just saw it like, oh, great, another tool to make you knucklehead some food. So I bought her this vase that I got, and it was very nice. So she said thank you, it was beautiful, you know, a little tear. And then about a month later, she had taken it to a store for them to put dry flowers in. She came back and she said, so I put $5 worth of dried flowers in a $100 vase. And this was back in like 1983.
Yeah.
So she's freaked that I spent $100 on a vase. Like absolutely off the charts. Why in God's name would you buy a vase? I said, can I have it back? She said, no. And it was proudly displayed forever and ever. My parents were Scottish. They were from a very poor time. So the concept that you'd spend $100 on a vase was just wacky.
But, Tom, what I love was what we talked about is, you know, sometimes moms really want that gift. Mm-hmm. But then you gave it to her, and then she was kind of upset that you really did. You know, it's like spent the money, so.
It is. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like my Scottish, Jewish, Italian, weird mom. She had all of these. Everything I hear from other people, I say, that's my
she had
mom.
A mom.
That's my mom. Yeah, it's like so weird. You don't get them anything, and it's, oh, boy. And then you do, and it's, oh, boy. But in the end, she was clearly pleased.
I'm sure.
By the gift.
And,
your mom would be.
Right, absolutely.
And we have that to this day.
Well, that's perfect. Also, well, our last gift is we have the maids coming out from Barbara Frova. And it's a team of four people with all their supplies, and they're going to land in your home for 1 hour and a half to help you get your life under control and make your life more manageable. So that's what we're doing here. We're going to be just giving out. You know what? Let's just right now, let's give out. And, you know, and I do have strawberry tickets for the Strawberry Festival because that's going to be next week. We've got lots of stuff. I mean, and then we've got the Wine and Food Festival coming up. So we got those kind of things going on. We are all over the page. I want to hear your stories today. I want to hear if you want to just wish your mom Happy Mother's Day or your wife or your you know, somebody special in your life. Because I know that even though I have an amazing mom, I had an amazing grandmother, there's people in my life that I just really mentored. And that's what it's all about, is finding people, because not always, it's a weird thing when mothers and daughters, as opposed to sons and their moms, their sons kind of always look up to their moms, right? But mother and daughters, kind of like boys and their fathers, kind of sometimes, you know, hit, right?
Yeah, but it takes the time. I watched our kids, our boys, they clung to me until they got about 17 years old. And at 17 years old, they switched and they started going to you. And the same thing with the girls. The girls switched and came to me. It's weird to watch, but that's the way it is.
It is. I think that's so. It is like that. I think they needed girlfriend information, right?
I guess.
Yeah. So, but you know, like daddy's little girl,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
There you
wouldn't
go.
Wouldn't trade that for anything.
There you go. And I wouldn't trade my son's doing that either. So anyways, well, I am really excited. If you are just tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, stay with us. Right now, I want to give away, let's give away a makeup over at Panache. And that is located at 2900 Townsgate in Westlake. If you want to look your best and learn some makeup tips and stuff like that, definitely, you know, let's get you this ticket. Let's take caller number 5 at 650-1590. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're celebrating moms.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Are you up out there? I want all those moms and any stories that you have for us today. We do have Carly Snyder, Carla Snyder, and she is the author of One Pan, Two Plates. She's a mom. We talked briefly yesterday, and she's going to give us some tips on, you know, how she made it through momhood, you know, motherhood, and what kind of mom she is. So, Carla, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. It's really early your way, though.
There you go. I know. You know what they say, the early bird gets the worm, right? And there you go. That's where we're at. You know, I want to, what kind of mom were you?
I was a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was really lucky that I was able to do that. Of course, you know, I'm kind of old. Those kind of options aren't as available to girls these days. It's just so much more necessary for everybody to be working. But I was a stay-at-home mom, and I just kind of did everything. Everything kind of surrounded the kids. I didn't work outside of the home until my kids got a good bit older.
There you go. You know, it's interesting because my husband and I actually kind of traded off. Since I do hair, I would go to work on the days that he was home. And so we kind of did it that way. But I do see the value in both, you know, of, you know, teaching your children to go out and make a living. And yet at the same time of always having somebody there for them to talk to. So,
yeah, it's really nice when you can patch it together that way.
There you go. And now, were you like your mom?
I was a lot like my mom. I raised my kids a lot like my mom did. I guess I was kind of lucky in that I had my kids early, and it just happened that way. It wasn't by a plan. I had my first baby when I was 22, so just out of college and just married. And you know, I think we didn't know any better. We didn't know that all the books that are written now and all of the questioning, you know, I think that young parents do, is this right, is this wrong, you know, what's the best way to do this?
Yeah.
We just kind of parented by default.
You were thrown into it.
Yeah, we just it was just kind of like this benign neglect kind of thing. I think that we were kind of just we didn't know any better. We just did what our parents did.
There you go. You know, I have a list of just, you know, different kinds of parents and different kinds of moms. And, you know, I just wondered which one. And I want to give out our number out here at 650-1590. If when we talk about the kind of mom you are and that resonates with you, give us a call here. I have a gift for you. The listener, the mom will hear you out and all about your fears and frustrations and anxiety. Were you one of those listeners?
I think I learned to be. I don't think I initially was. It was just kind of like, oh, come on, shake it off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's kind of how I think that's, I'm right there with you, you know. And then there's the, on the bright side, okay, the mom will send you a, you know, a little laugh or, you know, until that kind of thing. You know, you can always, We can get through this, right? Kind of a cheer you on. I think that's kind of how I was.
Yeah, I think being a cheerleader is really important for your kids. And one of the things that I'll say to a lot of my friends who are younger, you know, and at a different stage with their children is, you know, I wish I had been a better listener and a better cheerleader earlier.
Yeah, we didn't have that knowledge, did we?
No.
You know, I have to tell you, you know, thinking back over my four children and, you know, they always say small children, small problems, big children, big problems, you know. It's when they're sleeping and they're little babies and you don't, there's not, you're just there with them and that's so comforting. But then when they come home with these huge problems and they're like, Mom, everybody's going to that party, can I go? And you go, you can't, you know. You're like, no, or they try to tell you something and you know in your gut, it's that mom gut feeling. Yeah. That's where you have to do your teaching. And that was the harder part for me.
I think that is a really hard part, that part where you have to make your children unhappy.
Oh, there you go. You said it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't make them happy all the time. Sometimes it's like, well, I don't know that parent. And, you know, is that parent? I can't tell you how many times my sons would be like, I'm going to spend the night at so-and-so's house. I'm like, well, I'm going to need to talk to their mom.
God, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, and they just would say, "What? But they're not home." Well, you know.
Then that doesn't
they
work.
If they don't get home before 9 o'clock, then you're going to have to come home because I need to talk to that mom.
Sounds like I'm talking to Kim.
Yeah, and my kids would be like, well, Mom, their parents don't. You know what? I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's our rules. We don't do that. And they're welcome to come over our house. But not, you know, so.
Yeah, sorry, but they just wanted to have a party that night because there were no parents there.
There you go. You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that you are here with us. We are talking about moms. What kind of mom are you? And there's so many moms out there, and some of us are learned, some of us are just by our gut, what kind of moms. There's moms that, you know, we want to be their friend. My mom always said, you know, be your mom first and your friend later, you know, and that really resonated with me because it's not about really being their moms. It's about really getting them through life.
Yeah, and giving them those skills that they're going to need later. And you know what? It's very satisfying to be their friend later, you know.
Definitely, definitely. You know, I want to open up our phone lines because I have so many gifts to give away, and we're into our show right here. I'm going to give away a facial at Panache Signature. If you've never had a facial, Susan Apicella is located in Westlake and Westlake Village, and she is going to give you the facial of your life. And there's nothing better. It's all about pampering yourself here on the Kim Pagano Show. So let's take caller number 7 at 650-1590. 650-1590. All right. So, Carla, you actually, so your kids grew up, right?
Yeah.
And then you started this beautiful book that we have in front of us that we're actually going to give one of those away too. And thank you so much for doing that for a special mom today. But tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, the title is One Pan, Two Plates, More Than 70 Complete Weeknight Meals for Two. And It kind of came about as a cookbook for people who like to cook but hate to clean up.
Ooh, I like that. That's that one pan, right? So everything goes in there. And, you know, I was looking through it, and it's just really organized like a mom. That mom that doesn't like to clean. And I love how your concept was about that. But what I loved about it, because it kind of is a full circle, and I don't know if you meant that when you wrote it or not, but when a family's just starting off, there's just the two of them. And then when you're starting to move into empty nesting, I mean, that was, I looked at this for my husband, and I'm like, oh, this is a perfect book for us, because now it's just us.
Yeah, and, you know, I think there's a major shift that needs to happen in people's brains when they stop cooking for a household, you know, of multiple people, and you're going back down to just the two again. I have so many friends who are still just cooking all this food, and they're throwing it away because they can't begin to eat all the leftovers.
Exactly.
It's just a shift that you need to that needs to happen.
That's
in
us.
Your brain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's us.
You know what, Carla? Hold on one second. We do have a caller on the line. Tom, who is it?
A caller commenting on a mothering tip from a star.
Oh, I love it. And who am I speaking with? Hello?
Oh, Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. Where are you calling from?
Ventura.
Ventura. Are you a first-time caller?
I think so.
Oh, thank you so much. And do you listen often, or are you a first-time listener?
No, I've listened to you before.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, so what is your tip for all his moms out there?
Okay, I read one time, it was a Betty Davis book, and I think she had, you know, her kids wrote some bad books about her. And in this book, she said, you have to love your children enough to let them hate you.
Oh, I like that. I like that. You know what? And that's another thing is, you know, I love you. You don't have to like me, but I love you, and we're going to do this, right? I mean, that's, Carla, that's kind of what we were just talking about, right? Of not always being the right mom.
Right.
I used to say to my kids, you know that you don't like me right now, but I hope that when you grow up, you're a much better mother than I am.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's a really good one. I'm going to use that one. And now, what kind of mom are you, Marianne?
Oh, an old one now.
Yeah, but that the moms are special. You've got some, you know, it's funny. It's kind of like that full circle. You can look back on your life and you know, look at how you did it. So what kind of mom? Were you a listener? Were you, you know, the bright side? Was it all about your kids? Were you one of those really protective ones? Were you silent? Back in my day kind of mom?
Yeah, just about all of those.
Okay, you kind of fit all of those. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And are you doing something special for Mother's Day?
Just staying at home.
There you go. Well, you know what? We're going to take your name and number, and we're going to get you something special so that you can enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you got it. Have a great day, and thank you so much for calling. All right. So, you know, Carla, so tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, it's over 70 complete weeknight meals for two, and the emphasis is on weeknight because these are real quick and easy. Almost everything can be made in a half an hour to 45 minutes. It's important, I think, when you're walking in the door at 5 or 6 o'clock at night to be able to do this, you know, get that meal on the table without going to an awful lot of trouble. And then, you know, on the back end of it, not having a whole lot of mess to clean up.
Hmm.
And so it's kind of organized with, you know, pastas and grains and sandwiches and then into chicken and eggs and then meat and then fish.
I don't know. I'm looking at that flank steak, and it's making me hungry already.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, we'll have to make one of those. So give us a recipe that we can use for Mother's Day.
Oh, geez. You know, I'm just really kind of focusing right now on this fresh pepper linguine.
Ooh, okay.
With olive oil, packed tuna, capers, and golden raisins. It's just so good and so, so easy. And what I really love about this is there's a zest of an orange in it and some orange, and then there's some golden raisins and some capers and some parsley, a little garlic, and a wonderful onion that you just dice up and throw in the pan. And onions are fresh right now. They've just been harvested. So something like a Vidalia would be absolutely delicious in this. And you just saute that up, cook the pasta, and toss it. And so it's kind of a dump. You know, you just throw it all together. and it's absolutely delicious.
Mm.
And it's got that bright orange flavor, yet with that salty caper and that sweet raisin.
I love it. Not a lot of people use those golden raisins, and they're really good. So
they're so much better tasting than the regular old black ones. I don't know why people don't use them more.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And if you could leave us with one thought for Mother's Day, what would it be? Or one tip that you've learned?
You know what? I just love my kids to death. And, you know, the time that I spend with them is the best time.
There you go.
So just being with them.
Well, thank you so much. You know what? We're going to talk, and I want to give out one of your books. And, you know, right now, again, it is Carla Snyder and One Pan, Two Plates. It's can you tell it's 70 different recipes, right?
Right.
Weeknight meals for two.
For
it's
two.
It's an awesome book. Awesome.
Yeah, it's got beautiful pictures. It's simple. That's what I love about it. It's all about being simple for me. So let's give out one of these cookbooks to a lucky mom or a listener right now. At 650-1590, it's all about Mother's Day right here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. 650-1590 for a cookbook.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
For all your personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower Stand-Up Tanning Bed or the Sunboard UVA Bronzing Bed, or get the best of both in the Jet Power Combo Unit. You will also love the VersaSpa Automated Airbrush Tanning System that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping, also custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment. 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano Show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we have winners. And if you haven't won yet, give us a call here at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. I want your day to be special. And that's what it's all about here on the Kim Pagano Show, honoring all our moms. And really, you know, we're all moms. We all have something to give, and we've all given our love. So I have Jamie on the line, and she was one of the winners of the cookbook. And Jamie, tell us a little bit about you. How old are your children?
Oh, gosh, my youngest is going to be 18 this year. Yay!
Yay! There you go. Your freedom. It's starting to be about you, right?
Yes.
I love it. That's what it, I mean, it is that full circle when you said, I'm done. I did it, you know? So
I don't think I'm done. I think it's a never-ending job.
You are absolutely right.
Without a doubt.
I know. Now, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from home, actually. I have a second job, which I have acquired to try to do some more things that I need to do with the kids. I'm a nurse, and I decided to work every other weekend. So I'm up early in the morning listening to you guys.
Oh, that's great. And are you a first-time listener?
No. Well, actually, I started listening. I've always listened to them during the week for years. But as far as the weekends, I'm not a first-time listener, but I used to listen to you during the week.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so. Perfect. Well, thank you. Give us one tip that you've learned being a mom.
Oh, gosh. I think you've always got to have that sixth sense.
You got that right. I'm telling you, if you feel it in your gut, go with it, right?
Yes, it's true.
There you go. All right, you have an amazing Mother's Day, and we will get in touch with you. Thank you so much for calling and share my show with everybody.
I will. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You got it. All right. Well, we are actually going to talk to a couple of our special moms, right? And we're going to try and get them on the phone right now. They don't really know. We kind of told them that we were going to be calling them, but... We have a caller right now, Wendy, right? On the line? Oh, okay. Oh, Wendy. Okay, yes. In fact, we're going to talk about, we have another one of my friends here, and then we're going to get our special moms in our lives on the line here. But we have Wendy Lynn Phillips, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about Naked to Knockout, and that's her book. And, you know, some of us, we have taken all this time to be with our kids, and sometimes we don't spend time on ourselves. And that's something that her and I share a lot of, being, you know, a hair therapist and talking about ourselves and investing in ourselves. And we still have to look good, and that's a big thing that we need to want to give to our kids. So, Wendy, are you there?
I am.
How are you? Happy Mother's Day.
Awesome. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit of what are some of the things that women can do to improve their confidence?
Wow. It's such a hot topic. You know, women are certainly stretched and pulled and stressed and it just challenged on every end, aren't we? No matter what season of life, it does seem like the hat-wearing game and the hat-changing game. I thought that was so appropriate when I was thinking of you as the hairdresser. You know, whether it's a bad hair day or not, we're still wearing hats, aren't we?
We are wearing hats. And you know what? And you have to be really, with children, any question that they come, how do you know what the right answer is all the time, you know? I mean, you just, and you have to turn to different people in your lives to get that. And it's, and like what we were just talking about with one of my listeners, it's that gut feeling, right?
It is.
That's really what motherhood is all about, gut feelings.
Intuition, and once you make the decision, stand on it.
There you go.
Isn't that the truth, too?
Oh.
You know, have the backbone and the intuition to make the best decision with the information possible, and you got to go with it and then be firm. You know, I'm not saying don't be flexible to change when and certainly where change is needed for the best interest of your children, your family, you know, their future. But be bold enough to stand firm as a mom with our children. I think we begin to creep away, nudge away, inch away from that confidence when we feel and we allow them to continue to manipulate us.
I totally agree.
There, you know, we stand there looking at the three-year-old asking him, who's the mommy? Who's in charge here? You know?
And you know what? And that kind of takes me to the mom that wants to be the friend, right?
Yes.
It's not about being your kid's friend. It's about, really helping them grow up.
But I made that a long time ago with one of our daughters, a decision, and to this day, it wasn't the right decision, and I feel bad.
Oh, you're going to talk about, okay, this is my husband, Wendy. This is my husband, Lou. And what was the decision? It was New Year's Eve, right?
It was New Year's Eve on Millennium New Year, and she was at a party, and I said, absolutely, I'm picking you up before midnight because you're coming home to be with us.
Because we always had a tradition. All of our family had to be together at New Year's Eve, right?
And she was like 16, maybe 17 years old, and I picked her up, and she didn't talk to me. And I sit back later in life and look at it and said, you know what? It was probably the wrong decision. I should have let her stay. But
I know. He beats himself up for that. But I totally agree. There was a time that one of my daughters, actually same daughter, right? And we all have stories out there, you know. I love this. I mean, you kind of look through. And by my fourth child, who's my youngest son now, he's like, it's not fair. You've done everything. You've learned everything by now, you know. But, you know, she said she wanted to spend a night over at a friend's house. And like one of the other moms we were just talking about, I said, all right, I need to speak with the mom. And so she goes, no problem. So she left where we were at and she called me and she goes, okay, here's the mom. And so the person on the other line, she goes, hi, I'm the mom. Can I help you? It was the kid, you know, it was her friend.
Oh,
and I'm like, whose mom says, you know, I'm the mom, you know?
Can I help you? Yes.
Yeah, yes. It was crazy. You know, I just read a little thing talking about backbones. And I think a mom is, you know, there's to thrive in life as a mom, you need three bones, a wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone. You know, you kind of have to like really, you got to really flip through things. So give us a couple tips, Wendy, of how moms could really celebrate their life. And, you know, it's all about looking good, feeling good, and doing good.
Mm-hmm. And the key word here is balance. I mean, I'm happy to give some tips. Feel great about yourself, look great, look savvy, feel sensational, and work strategically is kind of my tagline. So I've certainly got plenty tips on that topic. But with everything we're saying in parenting, there is no perfect guidebook. When your baby comes out, it's all new.
Right.
You know, they're all structured, wired, and each one is different, as you well know. And so the same parenting tips, perhaps, that worked successfully with the first one may not reign true for that second, third, or fourth one.
You got that right. I'm telling you.
You know?
Having four, each one has a different personality.
Yes.
You know, I have my special mom in my life on the line right now. Mom, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I want to introduce everybody to my mom, and this is Monica, and we have Wendy on the line, and she is naked to knock out, and my mom is a perfect, you know, she's always taken really good care of herself and been in the hair world. She's a hairstylist for the studio. And so she has taught me that beauty from inside out. And I want to just on air tell you thank you so much for everything that you've taught me and that you stood for, Mom.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that. But listen, I think the most important thing is to be there, as Kim said, to be a mother first and then be a friend and love your kids and enjoy your whole family, because every day gets shorter. And I think it's so important to be there and listen to them.
I agree. Thanks, Mom.
And Happy Mother's Day, by the way, Mom.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
All right.
I'm going to spend the day with you tomorrow, and I really look forward to those days, and I cherish them when I'm with all of you.
There you go. And Wendy, you know, talking about your book, you know, embrace your unique image style, right? And your fashion sense. I mean, you always want to look your age. You want to really honor your journey of who you are through this life, right?
Right. And so the balance of parenting, the balance in our marriage, the balance with our children, investing or finding and stealing away little bits of time for you that empower you to be that mom with a backbone, to be able to find the funny, which you talked about, the funny bone. You know, I always try to think of that. Okay, so what's good about this? What's not so good about this? And what's funny about this? You know, if we can giggle and find the funny, make it funny, I'm really grateful. At least my husband does that, probably a little bit better than me. And you know, that's good. That's healthy.
Yeah. Okay. So your husband does that a little bit more. I think there's something about that, because my husband's the lighter side of, you know, our relationship.
Yep.
Although I'm always like worrying. I'm the one who's up, you know, making sure each kid got home okay. Even my daughters that don't live with us anymore, They kind of text me.
I did all that.
You did, but he did all that. Did you hear
exactly.
that?
Exactly. I did all that.
I still do all that. So yes. There is something to be said. But yes. You know what? I want to give out a couple, a four-pack right now to the Strawberry Festival that we've got coming up right now, because we're all about giving away stuff here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Cool.
So let's take caller number six while we're on the line right now at 650-1590. That's 650-1590 for the Strawberry Festival next week here. And if you haven't already got your tickets, there's four tickets waiting for you right now. Give us a call.
So, hey, what a great way to
thank you. So, Wendy,
yeah.
What is it that you can...
All right. So, yeah, here's some great tips. Now, we're speaking, you know, primarily to moms this weekend. So one of the big faux pas that I see for a lot of moms is it's one of two things. They're either still trying to wear the daughter's mini skirt, quote-unquote, style.
Okay.
You know, as if you were 25. And, you know, when you're not 25, it's okay to not have to look 65, but you need to find that new you.
Oh,
you know,
I like that.
New style.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't know. For me, something magical happened after 40 that, you know, you kind of, I don't want to care what everybody thinks. I don't want to do what everybody says I should do, but you have to adjust slightly. And so as our look relates to that, you know, kind of skip shopping in that department and realize, I think the hardest thing for my clients I know is they don't know where to shop. How can I still be cute and classy and not look too mature, but I'm not trying to rock, you know, the 20s look anymore?
Mom, do you have any opinion on that?
I think she's very right, but I think sometimes, too, that, like with me, I'm getting older, but I don't like old women's clothes.
That's right.
I still wear a wedge, and I can't wear a high heel anymore because I have a bad back. But
yeah.
I think people should really look after themselves and, you know, use makeup. And I hear women saying, oh, I don't wear any makeup. And I think it's so nice when you put makeup on and you do your hair. And you wear something that really flatters you, you know.
Right.
Amen to that.
There.
Ruth, honey, get some leopard print somewhere.
now you're talking my mom, you know. That's funny. So, you know what?
Like, that's one little tip, though. Even if leopard print isn't your style, I don't mean you need a leopard print dress. But
I love leopard skin, and it never goes out.
It never goes out.
And you can always wear leopard with something.
I know. Doesn't your house have leopard all over it?
That's right. It does.
That's right. It's true. Even if it's a little flat ballet shoe, a purse, a scarf.
Exactly.
You know, something.
Not too much, because then it's overdoing it.
Then it's overkill.
Yeah,
not everywhere, but one piece of leopard accessory will keep you current, trendy, and looking a bit on the young side.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's just for the woman who feels like she doesn't really know what to do, or all she wears is, you know, light blue, or all she wears is still her black and white or khaki.
That's how you wear it, too. You can wear anything if you do it well.
There you go.
Hey, that's right.
Ladies, leave us with one tip, Wendy, and then I have another special mom on our other line that we're going to bring on, too, to wish her a happy Mother's Day. But leave us with one tip, Wendy, and I want to, talk about your book really quick, Naked to Knockout, Beauty from the Inside Out. You know, it's interesting, when I saw your book, you know, and I thought we could totally work together, because I'm beauty from the outside in, you know, from your hair, from your outside of your whole total look, and you're from the inside. You know, give us one last tip.
Okay, I got to do two real quick, but your mama started it, and it's invest in your foundation.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't had a new foundation color update, it's probably time for that, because as you mature, your skin changes. And, of course, there's a, you know, array of formulas and whatnot, but, yes, get a little bit of makeup. Get a new look update with the seasons and change your lipstick.
If you're
wearing the same color you've been wearing back at Christmas, it's time for a new tube. But then lastly, this is where confidence will really kick in and give you a boost. Instead of focusing on your figure flaws and trying to hide them, find something about your body that you like, and then select clothing items that will enhance.
Mm.
You know, so if your legs are gray, you know, do find the right length that flatters. If you've, you know, got a nice neck or, you know, whatever, frame your face. If you've got great hair and you've still got thick hair, then make sure you've got a real...
And I'm going to add on to that, Wendy, is spend that little bit of time on yourselves. It's not all about your kids. You know,
no.
I mean, Mom's Day, it make it about you, too. All right. Well, thank you so much, Wendy, Lynn, Phillips, Naked to Knockout. We're going to talk again. I appreciate that.
Great.
Mom,
happy Mother's Day, Kim.
Thank you. You, too. Enjoy your family, too.
And happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you. Ditto.
Okay. All right. Let's bring my mother-in-law on. And Peaches, are you there? Let's see. Peaches?
How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
It's my morning voice.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Happy Mother's Day to you.
And happy Mother's Day, Mom.
I'm going to change my lipstick, too.
Are you going to change your lipstick?
Changing my lipstick.
I was going to tell you that.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh, I know who that is.
How are you?
We were talking about how different, I have my mom on too, and how different that,
Happy Mother's Day, Peachy.
Same to you, Monica, dear.
How different it is bringing up boys as opposed to bringing up girls. And you know, my mom didn't have another boy, but you have both. And there's a big difference, isn't there?
I was perfect, and my sisters were troublemakers.
Oh,
so
no,
it was pretty easy.
Peachy, I'm laughing,
so
okay?
And he was a pleasure to raise. But he did just little ornery, everyday boy stuff, like torment neighbors and do crazy little things like that.
He did.
He still does them, trust me.
I'm sure.
Oh.
That's okay. The only kid kicked out of kindergarten for patting his teacher on the butt.
Oh, wow.
Nice. There you go. So when I have both our moms here, what are a tip that you can leave our audience with, something that you've learned and that you can help us with?
As to raising children?
Yes. Or as being moms?
As being moms, well.
You know what I said, be a mother first and then be the best friend.
There you go. And I use that all the time.
I know you do.
See, now my mom... She's my best friend because I call her every morning about 5 o'clock and talk while I'm driving to work.
There you go.
I used to do that with my mother, Lou, when I went to work.
Yeah, she's always takes my call.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Well, I run to the phone.
That's what I've always told the kids. The door's always open. And
true.
I don't care what time of day or night it is. I'll always talk to my kids, you know.
And that is true. My mom would always be awake for that. And I hope that if you are listening right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking about moms. We're talking about Mother's Day. In fact, I want to open up our lines right now. When we take our break in a little bit here, and we are going to talk with another person. Let me get who it is. Dr. Wendy James. And we're going to talk about Mother's Day, 10 things to connect and grow closer with your mom. That's something that my husband and I already have. And I think it's so important. And I hope that I always have that with our children, of being that special person that they can always turn to. So I want to
say that now, Kim.
Yeah, I love my kids.
You're a very, very good mother. And Lou's an excellent father.
We'll wait till Father's Day for that.
Exactly.
I know. God, I have to repeat it, Lou.
Exactly. I want to tape that. Tape that.
You're like a son to me.
But I wanted to tell my mom something very special for me, is that I want to thank you very much for being the mom that you are. And you've taught me a lot. And I love you with all my heart. And even though we don't get to see each other all the time, we talk all the time, and I can't wait till tomorrow to spend the day with you.
Wow.
And I love you.
You're so special, honey. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
All right. And you too, Mom. And both, you know, it's so great to have a mother-in-law that you love. So thank you, both of you. And I love you, and we'll see you later.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you guys.
Stay to all your listeners.
Bye-bye.
And you too, Kimmy. God
you got
bless
it.
You.
All right. We're going to bring on our next guest. And right now, I would love to give a haircut and blow dry from me, your hair therapist here. And if you're looking to enhance your look and get a lift, give me a call. We're going to take caller number 8 at 650-1590. That's 805-650-1590. Give us a call here if you are looking for a haircut and blow dry, a deep conditioner, and a hair therapy consultation. I will give you that look that you've been waiting for. So let's bring our next guest on, Dr. Wendy James. And Dr. Wendy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Kim.
How are you? Thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm pleased to be there. It sounds like you have a great relationship, which is a start.
You know what? I do. We both do, and we're so blessed for that. And, you know, I want to just offer anybody out there that's listening, you know, we've been talking about moms, and there's so many different kinds of moms. And you know, there's the mom that always wants to be your best friend, and then there's the mom that, you know, there's just... What are some of the great tips that you found in your practice?
First of all, I want to talk about that there's a different relationship between mothers and daughters and mothers and sons.
That's what we just, yep.
It's different. And it's like that throughout your life with your children as well as with your mom and dad. And it has a unique bonding over the years, but there's a difference. And... to summarize it, mothers teach their daughters to become women and the value of virtue in their life. They also pass on what we hate to hear is women guilt. It's passed down from generation to generation, so there's a different bond there. Mothers teach their sons how to respect women.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're
and
right.
Those are two critical importance as a psychologist, because that determines the relationship that happens over the years. And to take that a little further, on Mother's Day, all of us, there's no excuse today, right? The media blasts Mother's Day. You forget about your mom, shame on you.
Yeah, there's no excuses out there, right? And even
right,
just...
Right. You can't miss it. Sorry. But I also see that because of the difference between mothers and sons and mothers and daughters, the sons and daughters do different things from their mothers on Mother's Day. The sons... seem to take care of their mothers, protective of their mothers. She's the one, and they're the ones that do the flowers, the brunch, I'll fix things around the house.
Right, right.
As you indicated, Kim, daughters are more apt to, you know, have a relationship that goes back and forth psychologically between, I want to be, you know, my mom's best friend and my mom isn't my friend. And whether you have children and do that or you did that with your mother, I think it's happening more today than it did in my generation. My mom said, I'm not your friend. But today, I think there's a lot of mothers that do want to be friends.
You're absolutely right.
So the differences of the two is important.
Dr. Wendy, you know what? We have a couple gifts, and it's all about giving away and giving back and honoring our moms out there. I want to give away. This is one of my favorite. I mean, they're all favorite. It's about, you know, looking good, feeling good, eating good food. I have a dinner, a lobster dinner that is in Calabasas, and is from my friends over at Village Fish Market. And we've got a lobster dinner for two, and that is, I want to give that away right now. So let's take, what?
Is that on Mondays?
It's actually, they offered it Sunday through Thursday, and
wow.
We actually had it. It was very good, and it's just a really great place and nice outside patio. Anyways, we're going to take caller number 10 at 805-650-1590, 805-650-1590, and I would love to have your night be a lobster dinner. So, again, thank you so much. So what are some of the ways that we could really connect?
Well, again, as I mentioned, it's different for the sons and the daughters. And I think what we need to do is honor a mom, but find something unique and different.
Right.
You know, let her talk to you about when she was growing up or share memories and pictures We forget about that.
There you go.
We won't take her to, you know, ask her advice and listen to it, even if you don't want to take it and already know what you're going to do.
You're absolutely right, and that's a really good thing. You know, my grandmother passed away, it's been,
six, seven years ago, probably?
Time doesn't mean like that. It's hard for me to remember how long it's been because I feel like she's in my heart all the time. But, you know, getting those special recipes or the way they did things and, you know, keeping that family going on is so important to me. And so I hope that other people do that. Those are the things that, you know, when somebody's really sick, you start to want to, like, take that time and try to keep it all together and do it all the way through your life.
I couldn't say anything more, Kim, because what happens is after you lose your mom, then you realize, you know, that she loved you, but then you realize, I should have, could have, would have, or, you know, and getting to know and share the relationship, as you said, not just with the mother, but her sisters and your grandmother, and let them tell their stories and their memories. We forget to do that today.
Right. Well, I want to say we have had so many callers and listeners today, and I really appreciate it. It's all about honoring our moms, and I hope that we've given you something to just kind of, you know, ponder on to make your day great. I do have one other gift here, and this is from my friend Barbara Frova, and what we're going to do is, I see Tom freaking out here because the phones are ringing off the hook. Should we do a Facebook on this one?
Sure, if you would like, or we could do it via the phone line.
Okay, let's do it. Let's take for the maids. The maids come out, a team of four people for all your, they come out with all their supplies. They come to your house for an hour and a half. Let's take caller number 7, and I want to hear a mommy moment for this one at 805-650-1590. And I'd love to, I'm going to call you back and get that mommy moment from you because we're almost down to the wire here. So again, 650-1590 for the maids to come to your house. All right. And Wendy, leave us with one last tip. Actually, you know what? We don't even have a last tip. You've been amazing, and I'm going to have you back on my show. And of course, I want to end our show with a thought for the day. You're never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. And for all the moms out there, you know what? Make it about you. I want to remind everybody that there's a family festival in the park, and Stronghold is going to be there. And that is over at the park off of, right off of Ralston. And definitely step there, check that out at 9 to 5 today. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.
It's awful.
We're News Talk 1590.
It's wrong.
KVTA.
And I can't stop.
Ventura, Simi Valley, Ojai.